first of all, we don't listen. We think praying takes just us doing a bunch of talking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, half of praying is just listening, you know.
Right.
I think half the time we're just not listening. And we're not patient. That's the biggest thing.
That's right.
You know, we need to wait. There's so many verses to tell us to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. But we don't want to. You know, we live in this society where we want everything now, you know. We have our Android phones, and we have this, we have that. You know, we want everything now, and God just doesn't work that way.
That's right.
He wants to build our character, and He wants us to wait on Him.
Now, there's something else I want to ask you about, because I've been told that God has put within you a message to encourage His people to be patient, because like you just said, sometimes we just get impatient. So I would like for you to share an experience, if you can, that you went through that God put within you that caused you to be able to speak this message of, hey, wait on God.
Well, it probably kind of back to that period I mentioned, you know, where I was confused, you know. That was kind of my big moment of crisis, you know, because I had that door slammed shut on me. And, you know, because everything, I'd always been told, you know, hey, you're a good singer, and then all of a sudden, all the doors are closed on all the performing that I had done. And so I was kind of forced to be patient because, you know, I was trying desperately to figure out what God wanted me to do. And then once I kind of had that idea of, you know, I really started to feel, okay, He wants me to do writing, I was still receiving rejection after rejection. And I mean, anyone that pursues writing knows that there's a lot of rejection. You have to be able to put up with that. But I still, no matter how many rejections I felt, I still really felt deep within me that I was on the right track, that even though I was getting all these rejections, that God just wanted me to be patient, to hang in there. And then it's like God was every once in a while feed me just a little bit of encouragement, you know, just enough to keep me going, forward. So yeah, I definitely had that experience. I mean, now things are, you know, going well. I'm getting more things published. But that period of just constant rejection and not getting anywhere, it seemed like, really taught me to be patient. And if I, you know, do I trust God or do I not trust God? I mean, it comes down to that. Is God in control or is God not in control? I mean, we all have to make that decision for ourselves.
That's right. That is wisdom. And that's very true, because sometimes when, like you said, when things are not going the way that we think that they should go, and in our timing, then it could cause a little bit of discouragement. We can be like, hey, is this really you, God? But I'm glad that you stuck with it, and you're seeing the result that it is, God. I'm glad of that.